this life, don't miss it.
Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now, here's Francesca.
What if you took the time to really soak it?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca Bastarash, and you are listening to AM 1510 WWZN Boston. If you've got questions or comments, please visit my website, talkwithfrancesca.com. You can feel free to submit a question or comment there. I love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Facebook at Talk with Francesca. Thank you for all your emails. I love them. I read them all, so keep sending them along. I will answer yours. Is it hot enough for you or what? Are you one of those people who say, oh, it's never too hot for me? Well, this is way too hot for me. However, are you up for a little hot conversation? Whether it be hot flashes or how to heat up between the sheets in those later years, back by popular demand is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm not going to give you the rundown on her career because we'd be here all day. She's a woman who needs no introduction. But ladies, let me just tell you, older is bolder. Dr. Northrup has written many books, and now she's written another, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. Now that is a novel idea. Dr. Northrup is going to share with us today how to think of pleasure as one of the major food groups. Sounds delicious to me. So if your pleasure bank is running on empty, stay tuned. She's going to talk to us about how to come to our senses, literally. Now my producer is going to play you a clip from Terms of Endearment, and then I will share with you my interview with Dr. Northrup. So don't touch that dial.
Why don't you talk about the real reason?
I don't know what you mean.
Because it's been about that long since you've done it.
I was doing laps when you called. Lucky for us. Only did eight.
This affair is gonna kill me.
Relax, baby. It's not gonna
be great. Who do you think you're talking to like this? Don't you realize I'm a grandmother? It's a strange that relatively late in life, I found that sex is so.
Welcome, Dr. Northrup. Thank you for being here today. I love the name of your book, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. But pleasures of menopause, enlighten all the folks listening, and notice I didn't say females. I can't say I know a single soul out there that has ever said anything that suggests menopause and pleasure go hand in hand. Why the optimism?
Well, because I've been through it myself. I have stood by and assisted thousands of women as they birth their very best selves. It's a big secret that life actually really gets good about 50. Unfortunately, too many women are distracted by everything but their own pleasure, by the dictates of their own soul. What happens is the passion you had as a pre-adolescent girl comes roaring back. So I talked to a general
surgeon. The sexual energy? The sexual energy, too?
The sexual energy never goes away. It sometimes goes deep into the roots, like a maple tree in the fall, and then that comes surging back. But you need to...
So they're hibernating.
Yeah, it's hibernating. Remember, though, the number one predictor of great sex after menopause is a new partner. And what I tell women is you do not need to get a new partner. You need to become a new partner. We don't get this, but men reflect our game back to us. Unless you're with a narcissistic man.
Right.
A man wants to please you. Most women do not know how to be pleased. So they complain all the time, and they're irritated all the time, and they're tired all the time, and the guy is desperately trying to please them, but they have no receptor sites for pleasure. And so they're snapping and they're irritable.
Instead of just asking for it?
What?
Instead of
just saying, honey, I would love it if.
Mm-hmm.
And with most men, You have to ask three or four times.
At least.
Men are kind of simple compared to women. Women think men are like women. They're not.
No, no.
They're simple. Here's the other thing. If you expect your man to provide you with the relationship of all time and want to talk about everything and go over it, you got the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
You got the wrong person. Men provide, they light our pilot light, but they're not the one you want to have the long talks with, usually. Some are. Most aren't.
Well, I think it really does depend on the man. I think it depends on how much energy you want to give to a man in that kind of a relationship. I mean, it does take more work. Let's face it. You talk to a girlfriend. I mean, women think the same way. If you want to
really, you can have a good relationship in the ladies' room.
Okay. All right. How many times do you hear of a guy who cheats on his wife with a much younger woman, and then 5-6 years later, it's like, oh, he's divorcing her too, or she's divorcing him?
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, guys.
So here's the whole thing. It's not about the guy. Yeah. Let's be clear. The secret pleasures of menopause
is about coming, please tell us more.
It's about coming home to yourself, mm-hmm. turning on your body to the benefits, the health benefits mm-hmm. of daily doses of sustainable pleasure. I'm going to tell you why this is crucial to your health.
Please do.
We are, by design, pleasure-seeking creatures. Women have receptor sites, sensory receptors, all over their entire bodies, every single area of your skin that are designed to receive touch and pleasure. In fact, the skin is derived from the exact same layer of the embryo as the brain. The skin is an external brain. And so just the very act of sensually putting on lotion or getting a massage, any of those things your body is longing for, if you do not get sustained pleasure, and this is the data that women need, this is if you're in relationship, mm-hmm. 10 non-sexual touches a day. Well, the good news is
my mouth is wide
open.
If
you're not in a relationship, you can get that through going dancing.
Well, there's a number of ways.
I am a single woman, and I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. But like so many women, I was certain that the only way to be happy was to have a man. It's just not true. What you need is yourself. Now, if you do not pursue pleasure deliberately, you will get it by default through drugs, alcohol, sugar.
Sugar.
Watching television,
mm-hmm.
or possibly even addictions like obsessive house cleaning.
Oh, gosh. Well, but let me digress here for just a second, because you mentioned sugar, and I think that, unless I'm hearing this wrong, it seems like a lot of women say that when they go into menopause, that they crave sugar so much more. First of all, I have a couple questions. Is that true? And the other question is, isn't sugar a huge health risk? I mean, really, beyond, forget about the cavities, forget about the weight gain, the spare tire. Sugar causes inflammation, does it not?
Yes, but see, let's be clear.
Okay.
We are designed to eat sugar so that we survive. Sugar is the quickest way to create body fat.
But that's not
so
good.
So we're programmed to love sugar. Sugar is also an opiate.
Right.
Sugar dulls pain. If you get rats to eat sugar, you can keep their little paws on a hot plate much longer.
Really?
So the reason that we crave sugar at midlife is that we're going through the pain of birthing our authentic selves, and chances are very good that we have created lives in which our authentic selves were not welcome. And then we get to blame everyone else in our family for what we ourselves have created. So all of that needs to be put right. And the beautiful news is that if you do this consciously without being a victim, see, here's what women think. It's a lie, but they think this. Oh, my God, you know, I'm approaching 50. It's all over for me. Now it's the beginning of chronic degenerative disease. Heart disease runs in my family. Diabetes
Spinning bones.
Runs in my family. Oh, sure, it runs in the family. Mm-hmm. So does what you all eat.
Right.
And the way you think and the way you sit around and watch TV and the way you never move your body. That's what runs in families.
Right.
I mean, most of chronic degenerative disease, most of the stuff that, quote, happens to us is a choice.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Francesca. We're talking to Dr. Christiane Northrup in your book. And ladies, by the way, this is just a nice little tiny compact book. You can put it right in your bag and no one will even know that you're reading it. And by the time you're halfway through it, you're not going to give a rat's rear end anyway if anyone does see you reading it, right? But anyway, right. Joseph Campbell says, we must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. So can you, I read that right out of your book and I loved that. But we tend to not want to make changes. It's almost...
Oh, you know, we don't like change.
You know, it is uncomfortable. And you talk about birthing. Oh, please. You know, hopefully this is a little less painful than giving birth. But, I mean, menopause, it seems to be a really challenging time for women with the hot flashes and the sleepless nights and the mood swings.
It doesn't need to be challenging. I'll tell you who it's not challenging for, okay?
Great.
That is women who've had a significant loss or illness in their 20s or 30s. Women who have been forced to do the soul growth of self-actualization early on. But let's say that you're 42. You've been married to a man who is really not there for you. Mm-hmm. He's at work all the time.
And even if he's there physically, he might not be
mentally. Yeah, or not there emotionally.
Emotionally, right.
And you have kept the peace.
Yep.
And you have been the great enabler. Oh, that's okay, honey.
Right.
That's okay, honey. That's okay, honey. Your body
is going to start screaming.
Scream at you. The soul comes to us through our bodies.
Maybe anger is a good thing, I guess, huh?
Well, let's just say that depression is anger turned inward.
Right, right.
So anger is simply energy.
Right.
And sometimes that's what it takes to get yourself moving. Now, I want to get to the fun part, though, of the secret pleasures. And I wrote the book because I started to teach at the Mama Gina School of Womanly Arts because I sent my daughters there under cover of darkness. I didn't want Mama Gina, Regina Thomas Howard, to know who my daughters were, just in case she knew who I was. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure that she did.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted them to have her knowledge of the womanly arts, how to have your way with the world through pleasure. And I thought that they could really use this as young women. And then I was invited to teach at the school. And while there, I met many, many women whose marriages had improved dramatically when they took the course at Mama Gina's. In other words, when they learned how to put their own needs first, how to ask for what they wanted in relationship. And what I found, which was a revelation to me, was that men wanted to please you. And I also realized, okay, men want to please you unless they're narcissistic, in which case they only want to please themselves.
Right.
So if you're in relationship with one of those,
get rid of
then
them.
All bets are off. But let's just say the regular guys that you meet on the street, they do want to please you.
Oh, sure. I believe that.
Yeah, they live to serve and be of service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also learned that a turned-on woman, and I mean a woman turned on to her passion, turned on to her life, turned on to her pleasure, is what turns on a man. So there was a couple there, and they were in their 70s. And the man got up and said that ever since his wife took the Mama Gina's course, he no longer needed to use Viagra. Okay, now, let's get into the science of this, because this is really important.
Okay.
Viagra works by increasing a gas called nitric oxide in the blood vessels of the penis, which then creates dilatation and therefore an erection. That's how Cialis and all the erection-enhancing drugs work. Mm-hmm. They also do other things, which is shunt the blood to the penis and cause unilateral blindness, so there's some problems there.
I'd say.
Nonetheless, the final common pathway is this production of nitric oxide from the lining of the blood vessels in the penis. Well, it turns out that when a woman is turned on, or anyone is turned on to life and is pursuing a sustainably pleasurable lifestyle, they produce massive amounts of nitric oxide on their own.
Uh-huh.
It is the uber neurotransmitter. It balances serotonin, dopamine, all of the other neurotransmitters for which 1 in 10 people is on an antidepressant, maybe 1 in 4, depending on your population. Mm-hmm. But the nitric oxide will do this automatically.
But can we produce it naturally?
We produce it naturally in our bodies.
How?
But it cannot be stored.
Well, how do we produce that?
Well, if you want a massive amount of nitric oxide, you have an orgasm.
Okay.
But it seems that the white light that people see with a near-death experience is also nitric oxide. And when an egg and a sperm get together, there's a big flash of nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm.
After 20 minutes of aerobic exercise,
okay,
there is nitric oxide produced by the blood vessels that lasts for, the dilatation lasts for about 8 hours. So what you find is that sustainable pleasure...
Mm-hmm. Is healthy.
Healthy pleasure increases nitric oxide naturally, and it is the fountain of youth. It literally turns back the clock.
Well, sure. I mean, you ever see, you know, a woman who's been in a miserable marriage, and she finally gets out, and the next time you see her, you say, gee, she looked 10 years younger. Because she's let go of the negativity, and she's happier, she feels free, you know, or, you know, whatever it is. Someone's been in a stressful situation, that it's finally over, and they look younger.
We've seen it over and over.
Over and over again. So
it's a picture of myself
at
age 42, and I look puffy, and I look angry, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, and yeah, and then you got a divorce, and...
Yeah, and I didn't.
And you look beautiful.
I did not want that divorce. I just knew things needed to change. So what I say to women is, you don't need a new partner. You need to become a new partner.
I love that, because you're really putting, not that the onus of the relationship is on you, but that you are taking care of you regardless of whatever happens, so you will feel more whole.
Exactly.
Right.
And let me also say, for your children, the biggest thing you can do for your children is to get a life that you love. Because the biggest burden in the child's life is the unlived dreams of her mother.
Right.
And when a kid starts going off to college and a mother looks longingly at her daughter or her son and says, oh, my God, my life is over. Theirs is just beginning. She becomes a psychological burden for that child, and it's heavier than anyone is ever willing to admit, and, like constantly dragging the child down in the background.
Well, and that's why I think sometimes women who, you know, are getting into their early 60s, it's not they don't look older because they're in their 60s. They look older because now they have this older mother that's really dragging them down. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Talk with Francesca. We are talking to Dr. Christiane Northrup, internationally known for her empowering approach to women's health and wellness. She's a visionary pioneer and New York Times author. When we come back, we're going to be answering your questions, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a stronger or more creative business and internet presence? Call JB Web and Graphic Design. From websites and banners to logos and business cards, we'll help your organization or business to reach its maximum potential with style. Owner Johanna Bresnahan will work with you to ensure your complete satisfaction, and initial consultations are always free. So contact Johanna today at 978-998-5797 or visit her online at johannabresnahan.com. Once again, that's JB Web and Graphic Design at 978-998-5797. And remember, the better you look, the better we do.
Have you had enough of the same old cold cut sandwiches for lunch? Why not try something new and delicious? Punjab Cafe at 653 Southern Artery in Quincy offers an exotic Indian cuisine buffet special from 11:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Take time out to relax and nourish yourself at lunchtime with daily lunch specials at Punjab Cafe, 653 Southern Artery in Quincy. Or call and order ahead of time at 617-472-4860. We also have many choices for dinner, so come on in. We are open 7 days a week. I know you'll come back again and again.
Are you looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you'll want to dine at Terra Mia's. This North End Italian restaurant provides a simply divine culinary experience and, as quoted in Zagat's restaurant guide, pastas without compare. And it's reasonably priced. This North End gem will keep you coming back. Terra Mia is simply the best Italian restaurant in all of Boston. Call 617-523-3112, 617-523-3112, or terramiarestaurante.com.
Have you ever thought about hiring an interior designer? No longer just for the upper class. Designers offer many services that are affordable and involve clients making their own choices to achieve a high level of functionality, comfort, and style in your home. Christina Marie Interiors offers consultation and full-service interior design for projects ranging from residential to light commercial settings. At Christina Marie Interiors, we strive to create interiors that simultaneously elevate function and provide the client with endless inspiration. Our homes should be our refuge, our place to relax and recharge. At Christina Marie Interiors, we know that each client's needs are unique. CMI offers a range of services from paint consultation and selection to full-on renovations and project management. Give Christina Marie Interiors a call today at 781-572-5380 to start creating your oasis, or visit ChristinaMarieInteriors.com.
Let's go, girls.
We're back, and thank you, Dr. Northrup, for rejoining us.
Yes.
All right. So let me, we were just talking about nitric oxide. Let me ask you about vitamin D.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you go out in the sun and it feels so good, and, you know, it, I'm not even really convinced it's the tan that makes you look healthy, but just that relaxation. And
well, you know, the sun also, it increases serotonin,
okay,
which is a real feel-good neurotransmitter. It also increases testosterone,
mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Which is a, it's the steroid hormone of drive, you know, like mm-hmm. whoomp, it's your zoom zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Greek athletes used to run naked on the beach, and the sun that would bounce off the sand hit their testicles and increase testosterone, and the practice was called arination.
Well, when women are having a difficult time getting pregnant, years ago I read this, that they should sit out in the sun naked for about 10 minutes.
That's absolutely
so correct. I don't know where I read it. I thought, you know, I thought I might have been dreaming it. I don't know, but I believe there is some truth to that. You know, just, I'm going to digress just a second. I know we're talking about the pleasures of menopause, but, you know, when you mention testosterone, it seems like every time I turn on the radio or TV, there's an ad now for a man and low testosterone. And it just seems like it's, you know, it worries me because it almost sounds like it's going along the same path as the whole world
suddenly needs
antidepressants.
Make, you know, testopause or male menopause.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just try to medicalize everything.
Yeah, let's
shall
just,
we?
Yeah, well, why don't we try the old fashioned way and try to get in touch with ourselves? You cite data showing that women in their 60s and 70s are having the best sex of their lives. So please,
yep,
tell us more. It just amazes me when I think of a woman in the 70s. I don't know, 60s, but 70s, you know, it sounds like it's
I find it hard to believe that they're having the best sex of their lives. Some sex, yes, but the best. So share with us how that can be.
Well, this is the research of Gina Ogden, who did the ISIS study, integrating sexuality and spirituality. So what happens to a woman older than 50 who has done this midlife rebirthing of herself is she comes home to herself and she realizes that her sexuality is part of her spirituality.
And she's
living from all segments of her body. Now, what ages a woman, and I'll just tell you this flat out, is when she starts to live just from the waist up, or in many cases, just from the head up, where she's no longer inhabiting her body as a sensual woman.
Okay, wait a minute. Repeat that, please.
What ages a woman?
Oh, what ages? Okay.
Ages
okay.
a woman.
Got it. Yes. Okay.
First of all, she may be following society's dictates that she's now a woman of a certain age. So what you must do is notice these messages in your head and see how you're going to play with the ageist messages of our society and turn them around. So here's an example. I'm out buying dresses, and I'm in a dressing room, and I hear this woman say to the store owner, "Is this dress too young for me?"
Oh.
She was out there looking in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Now, as a doctor, I felt as called to intervene on this one as if someone were bleeding to death on the sidewalk.
Is this dress age appropriate? I hate that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. I go out. I said, those both look fabulous. And don't ever say that again. Now, if you are one of those mothers who's trying to compete with your daughter, and you're wearing mini skirts and you're completely ridiculous, that's a whole other thing.
Right.
That's a whole other thing.
Right.
But, you know, those people are not listening to your show or reading my book.
Right. Right.
They need other kinds of help.
Yeah.
But when you, this whole word appropriate, you know, what is appropriate for my age? How about whatever your heart is calling you to do?
And some people, you know, some women also can carry an outfit better than others. I mean, if they feel, I'll tell you what, I don't care what color or colors look good on me, but if I like the way something looks on me, I think I carry it much better. You know what I mean? That, you know, the old, remember the days when, you know, you'd have a spring, you're a fall, you're a winter, you're a summer or something. It defined the colors that you should wear. Well, I remember having this really great dress, and it was the wrong color. Well, I did not care. It clung to me, and I had, you know, I looked good, and I wore it. And every time I wore it, I would get compliments. So
yes.
I really think that how you feel, you know, if you feel sensual in an outfit, I think that really does make a difference anyway.
No, it truly, truly does. There's a woman in Boston in her 80s who dances tango, and every year she has a birthday party for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone adores her, and everyone likes to dance with her. She's completely inhabiting her body as a sensual, joyful woman who uplifts every room she goes into.
Okay, so let's talk practically here then. So how can a woman really live in her body? Now, it's easier when she has a partner and can bring pleasure to herself with her partner, obviously. But what are some other ways?
Okay, but let me be very clear. Okay. No guy knows a woman's body like the woman knows her body.
Right.
No one.
Right.
So I'm a major fan of solo sex.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I would also say, is true for married couples.
Mm-hmm.
Solo sex is your own practice. It's your own relationship with yourself. Sherry Winston wrote a book, Women's Anatomy of Arousal, Hidden Maps to Buried Pleasure. It is a must-read book. It's the best thing that's ever been written on the subject. And she explores the female erotic anatomy. Mm-hmm. I was looking for anatomical pictures of this to put in the revised edition of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I hired Scott Layton, who's the medical editor for the New England Journal of Medicine. And I said, you know, Scott, let's make sure that we get all of this female erogenous anatomy so women can see it. And he couldn't even find this depicted in the Harvard Medical Anatomical Library. It's like women's erotic tissue, the anatomy of it, and women have as much erectile erotic tissue as men do. It's just all inside.
Right.
It's been disappeared mm-hmm. from the Harvard Medical School library.
That's
so
scary.
I never learned it. As a board-certified OBGYN, I did not know my own female erotic anatomy. Now, that's insane.
That is insane. We do need to know.
Yeah, you need to know, because all of that tissue is what's going to produce the massive amounts of nitric oxide that's going to keep you healthy and happy. I mean, listen, we're talking about the baby boomers are about mm-hmm. to bankrupt the entire system if something doesn't change.
Exactly.
And what needs to change is we need to take our own pleasure, our own happiness into our own hands, literally. And this is an act of
You're
power
on
and courage.
All right. You're a hot ticket. Okay, I'd like to ask you, kind of go off on a little bit here, just for a moment. Why do you think women are so enthralled with 50 Shades of Grey? I mean, I'm starting to wonder, there must be an awful lot of pleasure bank accounts depleted, or women just bored, and are they living vicariously through the story? I mean, I know this is another whole topic, but...
I have not. No, it's not. No, it isn't, actually.
Well, because, I mean, let's face it, women are getting really out of their minds with this book, and...
Well, I better read it.
Well, you know what?
Isn't it about S&M?
It's kind of, sort of. I mean, there's a million different takes on it, but essentially it's about a young girl who meets up with this god of a man.
Yeah.
And, yes, he definitely wants to get into all the S&M, but he does fall in love with her and she falls in love with him. But it's erotica. I mean, it's basically erotica. But what I don't understand is, have women never read erotica before? You know, I mean, I got halfway through the book and it's like, yeah, okay, already. You know, but I mean, it's juicy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you start reading and go, whoa. But I'm just wondering why it has taken hold of women the way it has. I mean, it's
Let's look at the Twilight series.
Okay.
That was another one.
Right.
Very sensual.
Yep.
That took hold of women of all ages, 12 onward. And here's why. Isabel Allende, the wonderful writer, says, the G-spot is between the ears, and anyone who looks anywhere else for it is hopelessly lost. Now,
right.
We've just...
Oh, I like that. Isn't that the truth, though?
Yeah,
huh?
But it's the truth. So
yeah. Oh,
when
absolutely.
We read, a friend of mine calls romance novels cliterature. Cliterature. And here's the thing. We get turned on by language. And also, you know, romance novels are, I think, romance novels amount to something like 70 or 80% of all books sold. And those women who read romance novels are happier.
Mm-hmm.
They have above average income. Mm-hmm. They're more likely to be married. Mm-hmm. We have this idea that they're the women eating bonbons in a trailer park. They are not.
No, well, you know, this is funny. I was getting a facial the other day, and the girl gives me a facial as Haitian. And I said, so what do you think of the book? Because, of course, everyone's talking about it. And she said, I just think American women just like to talk dirty.
All women like to talk dirty.
They do.
All women. We are so much more raunchy than men.
Maybe we're just afraid to let men know what we're really like.
when you really just, okay, you've heard the term losing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
we like to just
lose
when
it.
When you lose it, so there's female ejaculation, you know, like the prostatic fluid that comes out of the urethra in women, mm-hmm. that's losing it when a woman really lets go.
Mm-hmm.
You lose it when you laugh.
Oh, yeah. Pants. And when you laugh way down in your gut.
Exactly. That is what, here's the thing, that's what keeps us young and healthy.
I think so. I really do think so. I believe that. I think that, yeah.
So we need to take ourselves so much less seriously. Oh, my God.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that when you know, if you know, you drop as much of a tear 2 days in a row, it's suggested that you go into therapy. And I think therapy is a great thing, but I think it's a bit overdone.
Oh, there's way too much therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, Ann Wilson Chafe, who is the author of all kinds of books, When Society Becomes an Addict and all of that, I did a bunch of work with her in the 80s and 90s. And here's what she would say about therapy. She'd say, I'll be back in 3 years and we'll see if anyone's better.
Yeah.
you can't talk yourself into feeling better because it's using only one function, and that is the intellect. And the intellect thinks. It likes to think.
It does
like
to think. And therapy's great at talking through stuff, and you don't really get to the feeling part.
No, you've got to get to the feeling. Now, let me tell you what's valuable about therapy, which is finally putting words to a feeling. But the thing is, you have to feel it first, and then you have to articulate it, and the feeling has to be witnessed, because you have to learn to trust what you really think, trust what you think, trust what you feel, and most of us have been talked out of that in childhood. So guess what? This is your second chance. The female body is ingenious, because we're given by our way we're wired, we're given ample opportunity to reinvent ourselves over and over and over, premenstrually and during the first 2 days of the menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That's an opportunity. We call that PMS. Mm-hmm. Then there's the fall of the year. We call that seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. And then there's postpartum, and we call it postpartum depression. And finally, there's perimenopause, mother of all wake-up calls.
Right. So, ladies, if you missed it the first couple times around, there's still time, right? Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Dr. Christiane Northrup. She's internationally known for her empowering approach to women's health and wellness. All right. So, Dr. Northrup, let's talk about weight for a bit, because which is not as interesting, but...
aren't we all? I mean, seriously. If you were to look at how much time and thought and wear and tear you have spent on a subject, I don't think you could come up with one that took up more space in your brain and body than weight, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it does seem that women have to eat so much less and live at the gym in order to keep that spare tire at bay, unless, you know, possibly it's genetic and, you know, you don't put on as maybe if your mother was... Oh, wait a minute. I might be going down the wrong path here by saying this, but my mother is a smaller woman, so I feel like I'm smaller. But maybe if someone's mother was bigger, they might be bigger. I know that's not a good thing to be thinking about, or that's not a good message to get across. But it does seem that, I mean, I have to eat less. I have to exercise more as I get older.
Okay, well,
what can we do to, I mean, that struggle, it's like annoying. It's like, ugh,
it's
those
so
last
annoying.
5 pounds.
Yeah, right. Well, here's what's happening. You've already reproduced.
Yep.
So the diet that allowed you to reproduce successfully
mm-hmm.
is now the same diet that's going to cause you to gain weight and eventually kill you off too soon, because you've been successful genetically. So what is absolutely essential, and we go back to sugar here mm-hmm. and back to sweetness, you absolutely must come to grips with your addiction to sugar and white foods and beige foods. The foods that will keep weight on you, I guarantee it, are
the white grains, bread. Yep.
Even whole grains.
Oh, whole grains.
Oh, yeah.
You mean like quinoa?
Brown rice.
Brown rice.
You bet.
And like quinoa?
And quinoa, yeah.
So now, basically any carbohydrates, is that what you're saying?
Any carbohydrate, because
yeah.
what your body was designed to do for your genes, so that your this is Dr. Gundry's work. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gundry's a cardiovascular surgeon out in California who was a fat cardiovascular surgeon. Mm-hmm. And he had written a thesis at Yale mm-hmm. as an undergraduate on the evolution of our diet. And what he's found is that we share most of our characteristics with the great apes, mm-hmm. and they eat a ton of greens. But you have to reset your genes. This is fairly new to me. It's just a revelation that I have been trying to arrive at.
So are we talking about epigenetics?
Life.
Is that what you mean? Are you talking about epigenetics?
Epigenetics. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. All
so
right.
It is not our genes. It's the environment in which they find themselves mm-hmm. that either turns them on or turns them off. Now, for many midlife women, there's a lovely diet they can do that seems to reset the hypothalamus and reset everything. I did this a couple times myself. The HCG diet, the human chorionic gonadotropin injections. And if you go to bodymindmorphing.com, okay. bodymindmorphing.com, this is the website of my colleague, Kutira, who has worked for years and years and years with the people who did the original HCG diet in Switzerland. And this diet really does effectively somehow change the physiology. And for many women at midlife, we need a reset button. We just need a reset button, because what you've been doing up till the age of 45, I can guarantee you, will no longer work for you. It's like, you know how before in your 30s, you needed to get into the little black dress by mm-hmm. Friday to go to the cocktail party?
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it anymore.
Oh, that was so easy. It was like Wednesday. It's like, as long as I don't, you know, really, I do the Atkins thing for 2 days.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll be in that dress. I know.
You're going to lose some fluid because your insulin levels will drop, all of that. Okay. No, not after, you know, you get to perimenopause, the body goes, ha, ha, ha. Really?
Right. Yeah.
We're not going to do that anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, we've let you get away with that for about 45 years. Remember, chronic degenerative disease starts in childhood. Let's be clear on this. So we blame it all on menopause. Menopause is just is the hot poker that says grow or die.
All right, let's switch gears here just a little bit, because a lot of women talk about depression in menopause. And
yeah.
I know we've been talking a lot about, obviously, you know, that we can control a lot, but, you know, how can we control that? I mean, I know we have to try to get that nitric oxide going, but how else can we control that? A lot of OBGYNs now are prescribing antidepressants for that.
Well, you know, they used to prescribe Premarin and Provera.
Yeah.
So now they're just, prescribing antidepressants. The truth is that for many women, what they need is about 3 years by themselves in a cave without the demands of the family. And then everything would change.
Yeah, you know, I still believe that women think they should be the center of their families. It's so ingrained. And even though they've been told over and over again they need to take time for themselves, it's not something that women tend to want to embrace.
No, you know, because we're natural-born nurturers.
Right, and of course what we give attention... Right, and of course what we give attention to grows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what you need to do, if you've got true depression, let's be clear, though, 50% of mild to moderate depression is cured by exercise.
Oh, I believe that's true. I mean, I actually had Dr. Irving Kirsch on a while ago, and we were talking about antidepressants, and so much of it is placebo. And I'm not saying with very, very serious depression, but,
No, we're talking just the sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's exercise will again, remember, what is an antidepressant doing? It's changing the neurotransmitters.
Right.
So you want to come up with natural ways to change the neurotransmitters. So if you were to just go for a 10-minute walk, just make yourself do it, or more fun, mm-hmm. have a little playlist on your iPod, your sort of upbeat playlist, or get on Spotify and
now, what's that Spotify?
Hmm?
What is that Spotify?
Spotify is a song sharing software that I've just signed up for, and I kind of love it because with your Facebook friends, you can listen to what they're listening to just by pressing the thing, and then you can live stream any music you want at any time that you're connected to the internet. And then if you, for $9.99 or whatever it is a month, you can download those playlists.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. All right, I have a couple of questions here, Dr. Northrup, from our listeners. Mary Beth from Duxbury. I hear all those women my age telling me the problems they're having with menopause. I'm 50 and I have no symptoms. I hope this continues, but maybe I haven't started yet. When does menopause start and how long does it last? Well, I think we talked about when you haven't had a period for a year, right? That's when.
About that question that I loved was,
well, maybe she's
feeling great.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly
she's
right.
Asking, What's wrong with me?
I'm feeling great. What's the problem? See, because there is that mentality that menopause is a problem. Okay, Mary Beth, it sounds like you've got nothing to worry about. Just move on. Madeline from Cohasset, I went into menopause early and haven't had a period since I was 36. I was wondering if since I haven't had a period for 10 years and since I went into menopause early, will I age more quickly? I no longer have night sweats and hot flashes as I did for 2 years. And let's see, I also would like to know what I can do or take to enable a healthy life after. Well, we already know we went through that.
About premature menopause, which she went through, is that can be an autoimmune condition where you make antibodies against your own ovaries. Mm. Sometimes it is the soul wanting you to move into your wisdom years very, very quickly. So she does not need to age more quickly, but she really needs to make sure that she is deliberately pursuing her soul's pleasures and eating a low glycemic diet where the blood sugar is even. You want to check insulin levels. Insulin needs to be below 10. It's a blood test everyone should have. And also vitamin D levels, you want those to be over 40. And we have a worldwide epidemic of suboptimal vitamin D levels.
Which causes depression, doesn't it, if
yes,
you don't have enough, right?
And heart disease, and arthritis, and MS, and breast cancer, and bowel cancer.
Okay, either get out in the sun or get some vitamin D, but make sure it gets checked. Frustrated Fred from Bourne. My wife has been going through menopause for 4 years. And as a husband, I need some questions answered. She's also suffering from bone loss due to menopause. With all these problems, sex between us has come to a complete stop. I've tried to be a completely understanding husband of 37 years, but is there anything I can do to make life more enjoyable? I love her and plan to remain a loyal husband, but would like to know if there's anything I can do. Please help us.
Yes, Fred. Please send your wife to Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts in New York City. It will cost you some money. It will be worth every cent. The woman needs to be surrounded by other women who are deliberately pursuing pleasure so that she gets out of the doldrums so that she can get back in the sack with you, which will increase her happiness dramatically.
And her nitric oxide.
Her nitric
Can you spell the name?
You sound like a really good guy. And if you decide to leave her, I can probably set you up with about 10 women.
Let's see. Let me just ask my producer, how much time do we have left? All right. One more. Charlene from Pembroke. Looks fade and sexual stamina wanes, and it does become mediocre. So what do you think the focus of couples should be during this time period?
It does not need to become mediocre. I recommend a book called The Illustrated Guide to Extended Massive Orgasm by Steve and Vera Bedansky, or Women's Anatomy of Arousal, Hidden Maps to Buried Pleasure. We can become sexual virtuosos. We're all musical. Our hearts beat, so we have rhythm. But you don't play the piano at Carnegie Hall without practicing. Your sex life is the same. you've probably run those patterns a gazillion times, and you're bored with each other. So ramp it up. You have the skill. Become a new partner. Play games. Learn belly dancing. Step it up. Have some fun. Get some erotic movies. Seriously, most
sounds
women
fun
have
to me.
Get their arrows from romance novels. This is crazy.
Here's oh, this is anonymous. Okay, help! My hair on my head is relocating to my chin. What do I do other than put up with the?
That's a very common
with
problem.
With the new location.
It's from insulin resistance. And it literally is from a hormonal imbalance caused by a diet that is too high in sugar or foods that are instantly converted to sugar. And the cure for that is either Jorge Cruz's belly fat cure or Dr. Gundry's diet evolution.
I have a question myself about sugar, because I tend to eat a lot of fruit, and fruit obviously has a lot of sugar. Is that sugar okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, one more. April from Woburn. My bladder is controlling my life. Although I do the Kegel exercises, I'm still leaking.
There is a whole new field of physical therapy that is concentrating on the female pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. There are many, many things that can be done to help this other than surgery. Get ye to a physical therapist who specializes in pelvic floor rehabilitation and get your life back.
Kidding. Okay. Dr. Christiane Northrup, internationally known for her empowering approach to women's health and wellness. She is a visionary pioneer and New York Times bestseller. Her book, The Pleasures of Menopause, fabulous read, nice and small. Like I said, you can put it right in your book. Dr. Northrup, thanks for being here today. Your website, please.
And my website is drnorthrup.com, N-O-R-T-H-R-U-P.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for being on Talk with Francesca today.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, then. We're about to wrap things up. Next week, a very, very steamy discussion about the oh-so-captivating book, 50 Shades of Grey. Mark your calendars. If you want to know more about what's ahead on Talk with Francesca, visit my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click on upcoming shows. And, of course, if you missed some of the show today, it'll be posted on my website. Always is. You don't have to wait until next week to contact me. You can send me an email at host@talkwithfrancesca.com, or you can visit me on Facebook at Talk with Francesca. Thanks for tuning in. Have a fantastic week, and as always, I hope I gave you something to talk about. Enjoy the weekend.